What the sky looks like, what the sky looks like, what the sky looks like, what the stars look like, what the stars look like, what the stars look like, what the sky looks like, what the sky looks like, what the sky looks like, what the stars look like, what the stars look like.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
There's too much beauty in the world.
Furious George here. Hey, signing in and just checking out the most recent crazy underground hip hop out there. That's out there. Today is Furious George's birthday Eve show, so we're gonna have fun and play some of the craziest new music that's invading the underground hip hop scene. Downtempo fun stuff, from new stuff from Gaslamp Killer. Brand new album coming from Flying Lotus, who's inspired so many hours on this show. And also a brand new Low End Theory, episode number 23, with also Gaslamp Killer up on there and some other fun stuff. So anyway, we got so much fun music. We thought we'd kind of change gears a little bit, make a little fun little mixtape, and record this thing and throw it up on the internet, and it'll be the perfect birthday gift to the universe from Furious. So with that in mind, I'm just gonna spin some more of this Gaslamp, then we're gonna switch into the actual Low End Theory Gaslamp that I'm very eager to hear for more than a couple minutes. So stick around. This is Michael Power, WCOM Radio, 103.5, WCOM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. WCOM, I'm Furious!
Doesn't anyone notice? Why do you hate Miles, Matilda?
Honestly?
Yes.
I think they're vain, stupid, and incredibly self-centered.
I totally agree with you.
Flooring, stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath and Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time. You know what? I'll do one.
We gonna do one.
Do you? Oh! That's the talented man right here.
Woo! That's what I'm talking
about. Do it up again. Once it hits your lips!
It's not a tumor. Not a tumor.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
You saw me sleep.
I am directly below.
And this girl, too old for this shit.
On the floor, no frames. Didn't even take my shoes off. No disrespect.
Sally made a promise to kill you last.
That's what I made you did.
I lied.
You know what happened to a toad when it struck by lightning?
After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his set. We'll be right back. operator, the attacking section have lost all sense of urgency. Notice the bunching and indecision as they enter a wood occupied by the enemy.
I'm on my hamburger phone.
You know, in America it's bling bling, but out here it's bling bang, huh?
Pointed out to him, although it was in plain sight, 700 yards away over open country. 50 minutes after taking the drug, radio communication had become difficult.
I got a personal trainer, a personal shopper, a personal assistant, and a personal agenda. You can't shut me up, you can't dumb me down, because I'm tireless and I'm wireless. I'm an alpha male on beta rock.
Thank you.
about to observe the replication of one of the most controversial experiments in history. Scientific study of memory rather than actually what it is, which is a scientific study of obedience to authority. Receives the shocks. The teacher applies them.
Now, how do they decide who's the victim? Who's the teacher?
Well, that's done through a lottery, so they draw lots.
How does that work out? Teacher?
Of course, it's fixed, so the actual participant always ends up being the teacher.
to the shock generator in the next room. And this electrode paste is to provide a good contact to avoid any blister or burn. Do you have any questions now before we go into the next room?
About 2 years ago, I was in the Veterans Hospital in West Haven. Mm-hmm. And while there, they detected a heart condition. Nothing serious, but as long as I'm having these shocks, how strong are they? How dangerous are they?
Well, no, although they may be painful, they're not dangerous. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, that's all.
All right, teacher, would you take the test and be seated in front of the shock generator, please, in the next room?
But the experiment was rigged.
The victim was an accomplice of the experiment. The victim, according to plan, provided many wrong answers. His verbal responses were standardized on tape, and each protest was coordinated to a particular voltage level on the shock generator.
Now, as teacher, you are seated in front of this impressive-looking instrument, the shock generator.
Told to increase the voltage with each wrong answer.
Cloud, horse, rock, house. Answer. Wrong. 150 volts. Answer, horse.
Experiment, that's all. Get me out of here. Get me out of here, please.
Continue, please. Go right on.
Come on, let me out.
The experiment requires you continue, teacher. Please continue.
And the so-called shocks, harmless.
You're gonna get a shock, 180 volts.
I'm not gonna kill that man, is there? I mean, who's gonna take the responsibility if anything happens to that gentleman?
I'm responsible for anything that happens here. Continue, please.
All right, next one, slow. Walk, dance, truck, music.
Two-thirds of volunteers were prepared to administer a potentially fatal electric shock when encouraged to do so by what they perceived as a legitimate authority figure. In this case, a man in a white coat.
Thank you.
I'll get no answer. He was hollering with less voltage. Can't you check in and see if he's all right, please?
Milgram's findings horrified America. They showed that decent American citizens were as capable of committing acts against their conscience as the Germans had been under the Nazis.
By those retaining a sense of responsibility.
Gets the people going.
Yeah.
and 10 minutes after taking the drug, with one man climbing a tree to feed the birds, the troop commander gave up, admitting that he could no longer control himself or his men.
Doing something.
Himself then relapsed into love.
space.
That's the sound of the
Okay, having too much fun here in the radio station. It's Furious George live, WCON LP Chapel, Carborough, Boroughborough. The show may be offensive to some of y'all wahanies. For everyone else out there who's listening to the Michael Proud Experience and happen to be tuned in right at the moment, we're going to just keep going with some of this crazy underground hip-hop. New stuff from Gaslam Killer, Cut Chemist, Flying Lotus, and some other new fun stuff. So if you like what you're hearing, stick around. Do what you can do to support Micropower Radio. The best way to do it is, by definition, listening. But also, in addition to that, check out WCOMFM.org. There's some easy ways to support the station on there. And, you know, send us an alert. Give us some ideas. Share some of your volunteer time, like I do every Thursday and have been doing for almost a decade here. WCOM and another Micropower Radio station experiences. So I do it because it's fun, and it's just kind of a cathartic, relaxing moment or two while we're shaking our booties in the studio. And we're shaking it extra hard tonight because it's Dr. Furious' 39th birthday, starting here in about 56 minutes. So anyway, we're going to just kind of go along with this kind of non-traditional Furious thread, which includes very little political ranting and some crazy, crazy sound bites from, I just can't get enough Will Ferrell, but who knows what else we're going to put in there. So, if you like what you're hearing, keep doing it. I'm Furious. Happy birthday, me.
The Mayan calendar fast approaching on Friday, December 21st. Doomsday phobia is gripping people who fear the world is about to end in a blaze of earthquakes, volcanoes, and tsunamis. NASA scientists say they've been bombarded with questions from anxious Americans who are afraid that a rogue planet called Nibiru is going to collide with Earth next Friday to fulfill the supposed Mayan prophecy ending all life. Amazingly, 1 in 10 people questioned in a worldwide survey said they think the world will end this year. That's about the same percentage of Americans who suffer from phobias, which are seemingly irrational, persistent fears. Phobias can include everything from arachnophobia, the fear of spiders, to chlorophobia, the fear of clowns.
Know that the promised land is at hand.
To pop One of the most common, shared by as many as 21 million Americans, is frigatriskaidekaphobia. That is, the fear of Friday the 13th. You know, lots of people also have hexacosio-hexaconta-hexaphobia, fear of 666, said to be the number of the devil. Suffer from it. Whoopi Goldberg says her fear of flying means she has to take the bus or train when she flies. Damon was reportedly scared enough to scare us that he was refused to dinner and he bought a zoo. And just imagine what you'd do if you suffered from frigaphobia, the fear of Fridays. Especially if it's next Friday, when some people fear the whole world is going to end too.
Shopping done because the world will still be here by Christmas. We're afraid the world is going to end on December 21st. Take comfort in this. NASA is so confident the world will still be here on December 22nd that they've released a video entitled Why the World Didn't End Yesterday, 10 Days Early.
thing. The world didn't end yesterday.
Except yesterday isn't for another week. The video explains the Mayan calendar isn't ending, it's just rolling over like an odometer. Any rogue planet about to smash into the Earth will be visible in the sky, and the sun is merely peaking in one of the weakest sun cycles in 50 years.
Volunteers were prepared to administer a potentially fatal electric shock when encouraged to do so.
But this man was more seriously affected.
My sisters and I are gonna go take karate lessons to defend ourselves from zombies.
Mary, you gotta have a positive attitude. Come on.
Oh, brother.
So go over there and take your shoes off.
No socks, nothing?
No socks, yes.
No socks.
I got pantyhose.
Let me ask you one thing before we start. Did you ever see Jambi?
Did I ever what?
Seen Jambi.
What's Jambi?
You know, like a zombie.
Oh, did you ever see a zombie?
Zombie.
Sorry, my pronunciation.
Did you ever see a zombie?
No, Terry, stop that! If they like zombies, why don't they just go off and be zombies?
Describing situations such as fraud. I got fucked at the used car lot. Dismay. Aw, fuck it. Trouble. I guess I'm really fucked now. Aggression. Don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty. I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry. Who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction. I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence. He's a fuck off. Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you! Wake up!
Auditions are over today, all right? You gotta come back next week and record something out, all right?